So we're discussing the sugya of a kol mitzrayim and chutz me'atei asheira, and I think we're in the middle of discussing machlokas. So we're showing how to understand the significance of gimel averos, and I was suggesting that in addition to the fundamental argument, that there may be something lurking there that's more subtle, but also very, very important. So, just to explain what I mean by all that, just for a minute. So, the Gemara here says, just to run over the language just quickly, the Gemara says, that called the Rapid Chutz Miyashe Asher, that's the Gemara in Chafei Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the called the Rapid Chutz Miyashe Asher. The Gemara says, what are we talking about? Hechadami, Hine Medika Sakana, Afino Hatze Asher Adami. If we're talking about a case of Sakana Sinafarshos, the Gemara thought originally, then even Hatzi Asherah, which is Avodah Zarah, should be suspended in order to allow for the salvation of this person's life. Either Leka Sakana, Afidah Kalisun Shematari Nami Lo. If there's no Sakana, then even Hatzar Hatzi Asherah, even any other Isur D'oraisa would also prevail. And you wouldn't be allowed to employ such an item as therapy. So the Gemara says, "Olam dika sakana." If you hake atzer asher alone, the tanya blows are on there. And then b'cholavatzchol, b'cholavatzchol, lomer b'chol madechol, lomer b'chol madechol, lomer b'chol mamon l'kaknem b'chol nafshecha. Yeshon shemon chaval l'migufa l'kaknem or b'chol meodecha. So this is the limud that when it comes to avodah zarah, you're supposed to give up your life, even a sakana. In other words, there's no hetzer pikuach nefesh. Then the Gemara expands it. And this is this part already is parallel to the rest of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kiyasa Rabbi Nam Rabbi Yochanan b'kama shapin chutzim avodazor gili arayis v'shvichos damim avodazor ha'dam baran gili arayis v'shvichos damim detanya. How do we expand beyond avodazor to the other two? Ki kasher yakum ish arei ritzacho nefesh kein adavar hazeh ma'inyin ritzveyach etzol na'am rasa arei zebalala mevin imtza lamed ma'kesh ritzveyach na'am rasa ma'am rasa nitzam ha'atzila b'nafsho af ritzveyach nitzam ha'atzila b'nafsho. You're allowed to stop the would-be attacker of na'am rasa no matter what it takes, even if you have to kill the person. So soon you can stop somebody who's on his way to commit a murder as well. And then it goes in the other direction, na'am rasa m'rotzeach ma'rotzeach yard ma'yavar af na'am rasa te'hareg v'al tabor. If the choice is between giving up your life and doing this terrible avera, so you're supposed to give up your life when it comes to gili arayos, just like shvichos dam. With shvichos dam, gufa minalan svaro. Kahud also the kamid rava amalei mar diroi amalei zu katal leploni v'lo katil lelach amalei li katluch v'lo tiktol. My chos the dam is dach sumak tve dilma dama tahu gabra sumak tve. When it comes to Rotzeach, the Gemara has a Svara. The Svara tells you that you can't take another life even to save your own. Okay. So we've discussed many aspects of this already. The last thing that we were discussing, which I want to pick up with, was what is the basis of Gimel Averos, and what is the relationship of Gimel Averos to the other two models of Yehari Vayav. The three scenarios of Yehari Vayav. Our Gemara here has the Gimel Averos, and that's consistent with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and up Ayin Dalad. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin has two other examples of Yehari Vayavor, now that we have the pages in front of us, let's just look at it for 1 minute. And that is either way, we'll leave the rest of this for tonight. The Gemara says, this is number 13, here, if you look on line 17, those of you who have the new and improved, more precise sheets, I guess, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, towards the end of that entry, before Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, in Sanhedrin, line 17, Jasser Abdim, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Shalom B'Shas HaShmad, Abba B'Shas HaShmad, Afil Mitzakala Yari Bayavar. In a time of religious crisis, even a relatively minor, right, infraction generates the response of Yehari Vayavar. And then Kiyasu Rabbi Nam Rabbi Yochanan Tidus Shalom V'Shas HaShmad Lomer L'Mitzina Vol Parhasi Afilu Mitzakala Yehareg Val Yavar. Or if the issue is one which takes place, the challenge is issued publicly, there too even a Mitzakala, right, should stimulate the response of Yehareg Val Yavar. Then the Gemara asks the question, what is Omar Rav Omar Yitzhak Omar Rav, this is already Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Afilu Shnei Aksa Masana, that's what Tehillat Sakala is. The Kama Parhesia, Amar Belka, Amar Belka, and Parhesia Pusa, Masar B'nei Adam, the Gemara says, Pshita Yisrael, and Binan, Dixiv, Dikdash, Dibasok B'nei Yisrael. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Tisha Yisrael, and Achri Echad Mahu, were about 9 Jews, 1 non-Jew. The Gemara says, Toshma, the Tony Rabbi Yana, Yachud, Rabbi Chimaraba, Asit Tokto, Dixiv Hacha, Dikdash, Dibasok B'nei Yisrael, Dixiv Hassan, Bibadlu, Mitocha Idahazon, Smala Alon Asara, the Kuli Yisrael, Afkan, just like in the Meraglim, it was all 10 were Jews. Afkan Asara, the Kuli Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, Esther Parhesia Abba, but didn't everybody know that Esther was married to Achashverosh? So that shouldn't have been permitted. After all, she should have had to, you know, give up her life since everybody knew what was going on there. Parhesia Abba. The Gemara says, "Am I by Esther Karka Olamaisa?" Esther was passive. Rav Amar Hanos Atman Shiny. So this is the main Gemara. We'll see. We'll talk about the continuation of it in just a couple of minutes.
How is that responsive to the Parhesia that she's Karka Olam?
So that's the point. The Gemara asks all the Rishonim ask the question here: Why did the Gemara ask Esther Parhesia? They should have asked Esther Gili Arayos.
Yeah.
That's all they all ask. So Tosis's answer to that question in Sanhedrin and a few other places in Shas as well is that in Achanami, Esther was also Gili Arayos. The reason the Gemara didn't ask the question is because from a Gili Arayos point of view, they already knew the answer. And that is that from a Gili Arayos point of view, the answer of Karka Olam is even more obviously acceptable than it is for Parhesia. What does Tosis have in mind? And this just highlights the perspective. Tosis apparently thought that the Gibel Averos model of Yehari Vayavar and the Parhesia model of Yehari Vayavar are two completely different ideas. Parhesia is based on Vidikdashni Vesoch B'nei Yisrael, Kiddush and Kin Lashem. Right? What are the Gibel Averos based on? So Tosis apparently thought, they don't spell it out in so many words, but it's implicit in their reasoning, and that is that the idea of the Gibel Averos is the Chomer Esau Avera. There are certain Averos where there's no Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh. So Tosis says, the reason the Gemara didn't say Esther Gilei Arayos Hava and give the answer Karka Olam is because it was obvious. When it comes to Ma'is Avera, there's a difference between violating B'kum Ba'aseh and violating B'shev Al Ta'aseh. But if the Mechayiv is not the Ma'is Avera, it's the Chilul Hashem, so you might have thought that the fact that you're involved in the Avera is enough of a Chilul Hashem. The fact that you're passive rather than active is secondary. That's not as important. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, according to Abaya, maybe Rava disagrees, that in Achanami, Sheval Tas is a factor in Chilul Hashem as well. That's how Tosus interprets the sugya. What you see from Tosus is that Tosus thinks that Gibel Averus Lechud and Farhesia Lechud. What do they say about Shas Hashmad? That we don't know. We can envision that might be an extension of a kind of Avodah Zarah, right? Or maybe that too is a Chilul Hashem, but even Betzin might be Chilul Hashem, even Betzin. That's Tosus. In similar vein, the Rava gave a second answer to the question, and that is the answer of Hanoas Atzmo. So again, the Balamor, which is what we saw last week, is of the opinion that Hanoas Atzmo is a heter for Gili Arayos as well. Same question. Well, why not say Esther Gili Arayos? Balamor says, good question, but it doesn't matter because the answer is the same. Rava's answer, Hanoas Atzmo Shani, applies to Gili Arayos as well. And the Ramban and most of the Rishonim strongly disagree. They say when it comes to, and this is the line that we read in the Ramban last week, the Ramban says that when it comes to the Gibel Averos, right, it's the Chomer Hadabar which is Mechayev. And what does that have to do with whether it's Anos Atzmon? Anos Atzmon is a factor relating to the motivation of the Anos. It has nothing to do with the quality of the Ma'is Avera. Right? It's not less of a Ma'is Avera because the person who's threatening you, right, is a hedonist rather than an ideologue. Right? It's the same Ma'is Avera. So what the Ramban says is, but the Gemara does have that factor. That's why the Gemara asked the question for Parhesia Hava. If the Mechayiv is Kiddush Chilul Hashem, then it's less of a Chilul Hashem if you violate because of a hedonist than an ideologue. Because it's not that you're giving in to he's not forcing you, right, to make a statement, against your faith. Right? He doesn't, he can't help himself, or he can help himself, but he doesn't want to help himself. Whatever the case may be. It's about the laxity of human nature, not a litmus test about your loyalty, right, to religion. It's a kind of that, yeah. I mean, again, you know, that's applied in a slightly different context. That's when the astral himself is motivated. Here we're talking about an external anus and why he's forcing you. But the point is that so that's what the Ramban says. Ramban says in Farhesia, the chiluk of anus anus makes sense. But in Gilei Raidus, he says, what does that do with anything? And he says it's wrong. Now the Baal Amor said it was right, and not only right there, but also right for Avodah Zarah, in theory. And even for Rotzeach, which is shocking, because what happened to the Sfar. But he says, I don't have any hechatimsis for that, because I can't imagine a scenario. And that's when the other Rishonim say, if it's a scenario you want, we can provide you, you know, with examples. We just think that it's wrong in principle. And some of them think it's wrong across the board, most of them, in Gimel Averos. Others might say, listen, even if you're right about Gilei Raidus, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're right about Avodah Zarah or Rotzeach, because we might split it up in that way. So what emerges is, both in Karka Olam and in Hanoas Atzmah, there's a major machlokas Rishonim, whether the Gimel Averus and Farhesia, let's just take those two, because they're the most polar opposite, seemingly, are they the same din or not? Along those lines, we also discuss the problem of Avar v'lo Ne'arak. What happens if a person is obligated to give up his life, just give me one more minute, and he doesn't? Right? Now, this is a case of Yahar v'Yavar. Now, that could happen in two different scenarios. It could happen in the Gimel Averos, right? Somebody puts a gun to your head, he says, be over to Varzara or else, and you don't meet the challenge. It's hard to blame someone. I mean, it's a terrible thing to have to confront. So, but the reality is, this is what happened. Now the question is, do you get the Avera, the Onesh, of Avodah Zarah, or not? That's the question. You can have another scenario. And that is, somebody says, Bimachal Shabbos, Befarhesia. Right? And it's not Lahanoat Atzmo. So that's also a situation where you're supposed to give up your life, your heart by Yavara. That's Farhesia. Right? And he doesn't do it, he's supposed to give up his life, and he doesn't do it. So in addition to the question itself, we might ask, is there a difference between those two cases? So in general, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. We saw last week that Tosfos and Sanhedrin saw Machlokas from this. The Gemara there says, Oved me'ava umiyira, the person is threatened or for some other reason, and he's Oved Avodah Zarah me'ava or miyira. So the Gemara says, according to Abaya is chayev da polche. This is the Gemara we talked about last week. And Rava says that that he's potur because there's no Kabbalah selokus. He's insincere. Somebody put a gun to his head. It's me'avo be'yira, he doesn't mean it. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean, according to Rava, he's potur, the lo kibla le'av the lo ka? There's this, again, in Sanhedrin and Pesachim and all these places, and Avodah Zarah that says that Avodah Zarah is yaharig ba'yavor, even though you're not sincere, you're always insincere. When somebody puts a gun to your head and says, bow down to the idol or else, you're always insincere, right? It's good to be insincere in this case, right? So the point is, if you're supposed to give up your life, what do we mean when we say that there's no Kabbalah Selikos? How can you possibly like Rav? So the first answer of Tosfos is, in Ochanami, it's your obligation to give up your life, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a situation where you violated, and now the question is, what do we do about you now? And the answer is, you're a potter, you don't get an onesh. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Second answer of Tosfos is, in Okanami, if it were really an Avodah Zarah, an objectively perceived Avodah Zarah, then you would be liable to death penalty, even though you were an onus, because there's no hetzer pikuach nefesh. However, we're talking about, in that case, we're talking about something that everybody is oved me'ava mi'ir. It's like a joke. Or it's like Kahaman. Right? That's the 2 days in Tosfos. But suddenly 2 days in Tosfos, Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam seems to take a very clear stand in the beginning of Perakei Hakosisoni HaTorah, where he says that im avar v'lo nerag patur, and he starts quoting the Gemara about Ones. The Ramban in Yevamos also very explicit, im avar v'lo nerag patur. However, Rav David Bonfield, the Sefer HaYireim, the Ramach, and his parish on the Rambam, all disagree. All of them say, like the second day of Tosfos, that you're chayev misa if you're Abar v'lo Ne'arak. So what is that Machlokas about? So we try to explain again is that we'll take it in one direction. If you hold that Abar v'lo Ne'arak is Chayiv Misa, then you have to assume that the Mechayiv of Yehari V'Yavar and the Gimel Averos is the Chumras Averos. Because if you think that the Mechayiv is Kiddush V'chil Hashem, like the Balamor, or maybe like the Rambam, who codifies all these dinim under the rubric of Kiddush V'chil Hashem in Parak Hei Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, if you think that that's true, then you have a hard time explaining where Misa comes into play. Because really, from Avodah Zarah Gilui Shvichat part of view, right, this because the Heter because Nefesh. The only reason you're obligated to give up your life is because of Chil Hashem and the Zochiv Misa and Chil Hashem. So if you hold there is a Chiv Misa, you have to assume two things. A, that on the agenda are the Averos in question and that they're not neutralized by Pikuach Nefesh. Meaning the Chumras Averos is Koveya. You have to assume something else, and that is that if there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, there's also no Ptur Onesh on the basis of Onsin. Normally we have a din, l'nar l'safa davar, onas rachmana patre, which means that if you do something under duress, right, that's legally you're not liable. Is it if you didn't do it? That's more complicated. I don't want to get into that right now. That's a whole topic. Even if you assume that you did the action, but you're not legally liable for it. You're not accountable for that action. That's the din of onus rachmana patre or l'naralus vatsadam. So you might say, even if on the agenda is about as arguably rise to shvichus damim, because the no has to pikuach nefesh, but you still did what you did with a gun to your head, it was still under duress, you still shouldn't get an onesh. Undoubtedly, that's shitas Ramban, because we know that the Ramban thinks that the gibel averos are based on chumras averos. Yet the Ramban is explicit in a few places that avar v'lo ne'arag, that you're patur. I can be potter if you're over and up on a zara, gila, rise, and shvichus damim, because you did it bonus, and the onus theme still applies. So in order to say chayiv misa, just give me 1 second, you have to say two things. You have to say, number one, the reason you have to give up your life is not because of chil Hashem alone, but the avera in question. And number two, that there's no ptur onus if there's no hefer pikuach nefesh. Now just to highlight it, then I'll take the questions. There's a very interesting line by Rav David Bonfield, quoted by the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin. He says, in discussion, in other words, whether or not there's Avar v'lo Ne'arag is Patur or not. So Rav David Bonfield says, of course Avar v'lo Ne'arag, they said to Rav David Bonfield, sorry, of course Avar v'lo Ne'arag is Patur. After all, would you say that if there's a farhesia situation, right? And you have to give up your life for a mitzvah kala. So you're going to say that in avar v'lo ne'arag you're chayiv misa, right? Right? You certainly wouldn't say that, would you? So if that's true, so what's the difference between that yehari v'yavar and the gimel averus yehari v'yavar? That was the question that Rishonim asked against Rav David Bonfield. Rav David Bonfield, a Talmud of the Ramban, responded exactly by making this chiluk. He said, you just can't compare. It's true that both are Yehari V'Yavar, but the Yehari V'Yavar, says Rav David Bonfield, for two totally different reasons. In the case of Parhesia, everybody will agree that it's a Heter Pikuach Nefesh. The only thing is, it's a chiyuv to give up your life based on Chil Hashem. And therefore, in Avar v'lo Ne'arag, so what did you violate? Chil Hashem. That's why it applies even to mitzvah kala. It doesn't apply only to Shabbos. It applies to shoelaces, you know, and hugging, so on. However, in the case of the Gimel Averos, says Rav David Bonfield, not telling you that he's quoting, but actually quoting the line of the Ramban, even though it goes further than the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't agree with him on this point. But the Ramban would agree with him in breaking this equation, right? And that is, he says, when it comes to Gimel Averos, it's the Chumras Averos. So we're talking about a capital crime. And he's adding an assumption, which Ramban happens to disagree with, on the second assumption, and that is, no pikuach nefesh, no ptur onus. That's the case. And you have a capital crime for which you are held accountable, and you're chayiv misa. That's the discussion between the Ran and Rav David Ban. First, yeah.
Well, what, how does the Ramban respond to Esther?
Ramban responds to Esther by saying, it's not a case of Yehari Vayavar. Me was Esther Gilei Raios, you're asking? He says it's not, that's the, we have here in the sheet, I just want to read it right now. I think I began to read some of it last week, and that is he tries to explain that in his opinion, Yehari Vayavar is limited to either capital crimes of Gilei Raios. He didn't believe that Esther was the wife of Mordechai. He acknowledges that that's a Gemara, but he dismisses that as Divrei Agada. As far as Pnuya is concerned, he doesn't think so. Zochi of Misa, he doesn't think that that falls under the rubric. I guess it's different than Nosanena Beisha. Right. And a few different, and he also is of the opinion, then he has two deals about anytime you say Kanaim Pogenbo, is that Yehari Vayavar? Does it matter if the child will be Jewish or not Jewish, whether you say Yehari Vayavar? It's very fascinating. The Ramban goes on to discuss where do we draw the line in Gilead and what constitutes Gilead rights. But it's the thrust of his remarks are that Esther, for various reasons, did not qualify as Gilead rights, which is opposite of the other. Again, Bali Tosis and Alamor, they're all assuming that that wasn't true. Okay. Yeah.
Can you ask a reverse question? Is a patur. If bias excuses what you do,
yeah.
How can you be? How can you even postulate the proposition? That you should.
The Yehari Vayavar?
Right.
No. Clearly, the Gimel Averos constitutes some sort of an exception.
Right.
The question is, do they constitute an exception only on the lechatchila level, the hetter pikuach nefesh, the license of the chai bohem, or? Do they once there's no license, in other words, if in Kol Torah Kula, right, there are only three or two or one exceptions of the Ein Davar Omed Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh, right? So what we're basically saying is those actions are held to a different standard.
So how can you have a concept that honors? You know,
what we're saying is that anus is an excuse. If in an excusable, an objectively excusable or justifiable action, but if you have an action which under no conditions is justifiable, then duress is not an excuse either. In other words, every other action except for these three, right, have a hetzer b'kol nefesh. You know what? Not only a hetzer b'kol nefesh. Even if there's no hetzer b'kol nefesh. Duress is a different level. I'm saying in a normal case. You can have anus without pikuach nefesh. Correct? Here you have a situation where, not that you have anus without pikuach nefesh, you have anus in a case where if you had pikuach nefesh wouldn't help. This is such an implacable prohibition, right? It's an unjustifiable prohibition is a prohibition, right, perhaps in which duress, right, also doesn't matter. That's the question. That's a really fascinating question, right? The relationship between those two things.
I don't understand why it doesn't work both ways. In other words,
well, it can't work. I mean, no one's going to say, meaning the Rishonim who are saying here, the Rambam, I mean, very prominent Rishonim, we're saying, that even though there's no hetzer pikuach nefesh, there is a patur on this. Right? I'm trying to explain that there are other Rishonim will say, well, there's no pikuach nefesh, there's also no patur. I think both are logical positions. I think it's just a question of where to draw a line. I would never go so far and say, since there's a heter anus, there has to be a heter pikuach nefesh. That I wouldn't say. Okay, now, so far, everything is pretty straightforward. It's a very critical, let's get one more second, so I'll make one other point. I just want to show the other direction as well, something that we've already talked about, which is to highlight the Kiddush Hashem, the Chil Hashem aspect of the Gimel Averos. We already saw the Baal Amor, who says it's a Heter of Hanas Atzmo. That's amazing, right? Just to remind everybody of the Rashi that we began with like 3 weeks ago when we started the topic, and the Ran and the Avodah Zarah that we mentioned, which is our Sub Rishonim who thinks that there's this Gemara Avodah Zarah. Remember where the guy drops his wallet and he wants to pick it up. There's a big idol in front of him, or he's dehydrating, or maybe worse, right? And he needs to get a drink, and the water fountain is right before the big idol, right? So the Gemara says, in all these cases, you're not allowed to give in. And the Gemara says it's Richa, and it sounds like the Gemara says that even if you're going to lose your life, even if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you have to give up your life. So Ron there discusses the question. I think it's relevant to Rashi, because Rashi here says, the Kol Shop and Chutz Me'afi Asherah, because it's Nirek Ovid Avodah Zarah. What do you mean, Nirek Ovid Avodah Zarah? Meaning the idea of Maris Ayin for Avodah Zarah. So we talked about this debate, where the Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is considered Avodah Zarah L'Inyan Yehari Vayavah. That's a rather shocking extension of Avodah Zarah. And it can be explained, if it's true, on one of two levels. One is what we call Avodah Zarah, with Avodah Zarah, which we talked about, the satellites of Avodah Zarah. But the second one is the idea that when it comes to the Gimel Averos, maybe perception is what's important. Why would that ever be? I mean, we're a substantive people, hopefully, right? Not a not an image perception oriented people. So the answer is, as long as we're talking about the Chumra, so Avera is the Mechayev, that's true, right? From a Chumra, so Avera point of view, we want to know, is he over to Avodah Zarah or not? He looks like he's being over to Avodah Zarah, it's Marisayan, but it's not Avodah Zarah. However, if what's important about the Gimel Averos is not the Chomer HaIsur, or the Chomer Maitzah Avera, right, which tests whether or not Pikuach Nefesh applies, but what's important about it is the image, the perception that others have, that I've given in, right, in such a scandalous manner, I mean, in such a Chomer Avera, so then Marisayan of Avodah Zarah isn't some second class of Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah Gemurah when it comes to the question of the Gimel Averos. And maybe that's exactly what Rashi and that day in the Ran have in mind. Not that Marisayin or Lisnei Iver or Lavin as opposed to Misas, that they're all under the rubric of the category and they're also subject to Yarad Vayabar, but specifically Marisayin is a Chilul Hashem of Avodah Zarah. Chilul Hashem is always the eyes of the beholder. So I'm just trying to show that in both directions we have indications, right, that some people hold Gimel Averos as an extension of Parhesia and it's based on Chilul Hashem. Others think that it's totally different and that it's based on the Chumra Sadeira. Yeah.
I didn't quite follow the point before you mentioned Kanam Bogimbo. I mean, this was Pinchas' justification for killing Zimri. No.
I understand, yeah. What I was trying to say was, the Ramban in Mokabos in Sanhedrin analyzes several, I guess what you would say is, he explores where to draw the line. Because in his opinion, Esther was not Gilui Arayos. If she had been in Asia City, she would have been Gilui Arayos. Or would it have been? After all, she was involved with a non-Jew. Right, so then he discusses, where do you draw, what is considered Gilui Arayos in Yeharig Vayavar? So one of the things he suggests is that maybe the criterion is, would the child be a Jew or a non-Jew? Now, just if a man, if a Yisrael is involved with a Nachris, right, so the child will be non-Jewish. Maybe that's your Yehari Vayavar. But if it's a Nachri involved with a Yisraelis, and the child is going to be a Jew, maybe that wouldn't be Yehari Vayavar. Then he says, you know, maybe it depends, maybe anything which we apply the rule of Kanoim Pogimbo to is Yehari Vayavar. He's just trying to figure out, you know, only Misos Bezin? Or, you know, consequences? What kind of consequences? What about a Pagam kind of a result that isn't either Mamzerus or Mechayev Misa? So Ramban is exploring, it's a window into his thinking. You know, where do we draw the line? What is Gilui Arayos? We just don't know. We don't have enough information. We know Nara Marasa is a paradigm, because that's the Makar. We know Esther, from his point of view, Esther is already outside of Gilui Arayos. That's why the Gemara asked Esther Parhesia, right? There's this Gemara in Sanhedrin, whatever. The point is, in between these two poles, where are you drawing the line? So Kanoim Pogimbo, the fact that we allow for that kind of a response shows that that's a very horrific kind of a Gilui Arayos. That might be one of the criteria where to draw the line. If you look it up, but see, we have it in the sheet. I just don't want to take the time to. Yeah.
Rambam bring a raya that Esther was not married from the fact that Ahasuerus gathered with Sulos, and if she was married, she would hardly talk.
He doesn't say that in Milchamos specifically here, to my knowledge. Nor does he say that, I think, in Yevamos, but I don't know. I have to look again. I'm not sure. I don't recall him saying that. I hear.
I never understood the Gemara.
Well, I mean,
maybe
she was an Eishes Ish, and it's just Arison Belina Suna. I don't know.
That would open a whole new category.
No, I mean, this is an issue that depends on Eishes Ish. It doesn't depend on the sewer. It certainly only depends on Arison. But I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think Rambam doesn't speak about it. Could be other people speak about that part of it. Okay, so now let's get back to the Rambam, because that's I'd like to zero in on the time that we have. This is a massive topic, a massive, very important. It's a window into many, many things, this topic, and we've just touched a few of them. The Rambam's position is very, very difficult. We spoke about a little bit of it last week, and I want to continue to pursue it. On the one hand, the Rambam speaks about the whole issue of Yehari Vayavar, all three examples of it, in Parak Hei Hukos Hasodei HaTorah, which is a chapter about Kiddushah Kel Hashem from beginning to end. That would seem to say that even the Gimel Averus is based on the principle of Kiddushah Kel Hashem, not the Chumras Avera, against the Ramban itself. On the other hand, when the Rambam speaks about Ovar Velo Nerag being Potter, he speaks a little too much. That he could have or should have just said the Avera is an Avera of Kiddushah Kel Hashem, and you don't get death penalty for Kiddushah Kel Hashem. Instead, the Rambam says that, and then he says, Kol Shekein, right, you're not going to get Malkus and Nisa. But this is the Halakha, let's just look here for a minute. For the Parakei Halakha, I believe, Dalid. Yeah. Kol Mishenema Voyava Val Yehari Venerik Velava, it's on page 3 of set 2. Set 12, sorry, what did I say, 2? Kol Mishenema Voyava Val Yehari Venerik Velava is a Mishayat and Nafsho. Okay? Means a person is not allowed to give up his life voluntarily, when he shouldn't. The Kol Mishenema Yehari Val Yavar Venerik Velava is Kiddush Hashem, Vima Yasar B'Yisrael is a Kiddush Hashem Rabim. Here already you see that Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem can be the Zinah, right? Because what I'm telling you, right? Kidani Ochananya Mishal Vazariyav Rabbi Kiva V'Chaveron Ve'elohein Arugei Malchus Shein Ma'ala Malas V'aleyam Nemar Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom Nechashavnu Kitzon Tibcha V'aleyam Nemar Ispuli Chasidei Karsai Brisi Alein Zevach V'kol Mishinemar Yorik V'ayavar V'ava V'lo Nerag. Now we're coming to our issue. Now that sounds great. Right? He doesn't say Hareza Avad Avad Azara, Hareza, Shafak Tabim. Vima Yvasar Yisrael. Right? So obviously, till now, he's just talking about the Gimel. Right? Vima Yvasar Yisrael, Hareza Chil Hashem. Rabbin. Ubito Mitzvah Sasei, Shi Kiddush Hashem. Rabba Mitzvah Sasei, Shi Chil Hashem. Then he adds, this is what I mean where he gets a little too wordy. Abba became the Pnesha Abba Ba'ones. What do you mean? Just say there's no on the books. I mean, the Rambam wrote a big work. It's called Yad HaChazaka. Right? We can look up and see what is in the Rambam counts capital crimes in Echos Sanhedrin. Perikates lists all of them. Chil of the Kiddush Hashem is not a capital crime. We know that from the Torah, right? And we Parsha Setmar. And we know, and the Rambam codifies it that way too. There's no onesh of chiyuv kaseh for mitzvos. You can look in Parakut Tesachos Sanhedrin. So why is he saying? What does he even need onus? The Ramban needs onus. Rachman apatre, because according to Ramban, there's chumer savera. And nonetheless, avav lo nerag is potter. Why does Rambam need onus? What do you mean? Kol shekein mein aloka, kol shekein mein lamisa. And the Rambam repeats this, by the way, also in Hilchos Sanhedrin itself. With a Perek Chaf or so, I think, when Ram speaks about Onos, Ram says there's a din that Bez Din should not implement Onshin but Onos. He gives examples, so one of the cases that he brings, Yehari Vayavar. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos disagrees with the Rambam, says, either way, he shouldn't have counted that because it's not a tzivui on Bez Din not to implement Onshin under duress. It's just a din that there is no Onesh, that there's no justification for an Onesh. It's not a mitzvah. That itself is very interesting. But anyway,
he's a Rosea.
Who's a
Rosea? He's a Rosea. He killed somebody.
Okay.
So outside of
the onus,
outside the parameters of Kiddush Hashem,
no, but Tana didn't. Well, the Ramban says the Tana didn't bet. No, he did a bonus. So the Ramban says
it's not. He's bonus. That's why he needs bonus, because otherwise
he... No, but it's not a din, and it's a din and bezdin. What Ramban is saying is it sounds like, really, he deserves to be killed. And we're being bezdin's being told, however, you can't kill him since he did a duress. Ramban says he doesn't deserve to be killed, because a ma'isa bonus is not a ma'isa. Or it's not a ma'isa, it's a machayev yamisa, at least. Right? So this goes to the question I mentioned before, which I don't want to get into right now, which is, an act done under duress is no act, or not an act, it's an act not attributed to you. It just happened, but you didn't do it, or it happened, and it is attributed to you, but it's not an act which is mechayev yamisa, or it's a ptur, you really are chayev misa, but it's a ptur onshin. The Rambam seems to say ptur onshin. But maybe, I didn't want to get into it, but since you mentioned, I'll just throw off this one extra sentence. Maybe the reason that the Rambam holds this way, the Rambam is very upset with the Rambam, either he just holds that way always, or maybe because some of the examples are Yehoi Vayav are examples. So what he's saying is, in a regular person, you know, where you have a hetzibikot nefesh, it could be that a maisa bonus is not a maisa. But where you can't say that about an action where there's no hetzibikot nefesh, right? Because you're obligated to give up your life rather than do it. So obviously it is a maisa. So that kind of maisa, maybe you also need an azara to bezin to tell you not to implement the onesh. That would be an amazing idea. Okay, we have another aspect of it a little bit later on, but okay. Anyways, there's something going on with Ram. Not only that, but Allah above, which you mentioned last week also, and I wanted to expand on that. Ram says, "Kinyan shalom ba'onsin kachom ba'chalayim keitzad misha cholav enachal amos v'amar arofim sherufuasa b'dvar ploni." Right, a person's ill, the doctors tell him this is what he needs. Right, misur and shabatora, but it's an isur, it's pork, it's pigul, it's nosa, whatever it is. Osid. Listen to the doctor. From Mishrapim, Bechol Yisurin, Shabbatar, B'makom Sakana, Chutzvim, Tzkachav, Gilir Ha'ez, Shrikotamim, with the exception of these three, Shafil, B'makom Sakana, Eim, Mishrapim, Bahen, there you don't listen to the doctor. Right? Deem of Arvin Mishrapa, right? Own Shinoz HaBezin, Own Shoroilo. So what happened to Halacha Dalid, where he told us that you don't get the Onesh? This is the question. So we mentioned last week, this is the Rav's interpretation as well. That is, that the Rav thought that the difference between Pikuach Nefesh and the case of Yehoi Vayavo, when a person puts a gun to your head, is that there's no onus in Pikuach Nefesh. Again, this is, I think, a question. I don't think everybody agrees. Again, Ramban speaks about onus in Pikuach Nefesh, too. But if a person has an illness, do we consider him onus, or do we just consider him to be... His life is in danger. He's ill. External pressure for the Rambam is onus. Right? Internal anxiety facing death, terrible thing. But it's still not called onus. So if it's meduyak now, two things. I'm just adding this now. Oh, so now we understand a little bit why the Rambam was emphasizing, right, on tzachonapatri. That's what you don't have in the colon. I also think that it works very nicely with the word language. Ke'inin, what's it called? Ba'onsin. You never called it ba'onsin before. Ke'inin shalom ba'onsin kachom ba'chalayim. It's this way of saying, choli is not onus. Right? In general, according to the Rambam, it's very important. Normally we assume that the Gemara and Sanhedrin and the Gemara and Pesachim are the same. They're just two different academies. And the Rambam is being mechadesh, that at least in one big respect, right, Sanhedrin, which is about refuah, is one thing, it's about choli. I'm sorry, Sanhedrin, which is about onos, is one thing. Pesachim, which is about choli, is different. It's relevant, maybe, to some of the other issues. When the Ramban, right, was trying to attack the Balamor, Balamor said that Hanoah Satsmo is a hefter for the Gimel Averus. Right? So the Ramban says, in addition to everything else, the Ramban says, what do you do with the whole sugya Pesachim? So Sukkot Pesachim is about choli. Every choli is Hanoas Atzmo. So what are you talking about? The Kol Mitzrap, the Chutz Mi'at Yashera, Chutz Mi'at Azara, Gimel Arai, Gimel Arai, Shvichos Damim. Right? Every choli is not a matter of ideological. It's not an ideologue. It's not somebody who's trying to, you know, subvert your religiosity. He wants to live. It's, you know, Eilchan Nos Atzmo Gedolim Mizu, self-interest. Again, I think I mentioned last time, some of the Rishonim say, well, there's a difference between the Hanos Ha'anos and the Hanos Ha'nenos. Fine. But the point is that the Ramban, you know, thinks that that's the same, basically the same sugya. I think one could take it further. I don't know if think that the Ramban felt this way. Say that again?
Shekinah, so to speak, in the
Chumash Rabban. Like Chalav Marayos Shekinah. I'm not really sure how that would. I mean,
you can't say you can't apply the Hanavas one because it's Shekinah.
And then I mean, to somebody else. Oh, I see. You're saying since he been, but I mean, if it's a question of neutralizing, you know, Chilul Hashem. So then I'm not so sure that would be true. So let me just add, here what you're saying. So let me just add the following point. I'm not sure if the Ramban had this in mind, but again, the Ramban wasn't aware of the point of the Rishonim, that the difference between an Anos and an Enos, right? Right, so Simcha is just highlighting that by saying, right, that in the case of the, if it's the Hana of the Nenos rather than the Anos, so it's not a reason for Heter, it's an additional reason, or at least a side reason, for Chiyuv. That's what you're saying, right? You want to put it in the paradigm of Nesasik B'chalav Marayos, Kai Chikainen. So, then Ramban realized that, let's say. I mean, it's a way of accentuating the question I'm asking. But the answer, I think, is as follows. The Ramban may have thought that, on the one hand, the difference between, you know, you could say like the Rambam, there's a difference between the Sugin Tzachim and Sanhedrin with respect to Onos. And again, I'm trying to be in the diet. Kinnin Shorah Ba'onsin Kachorim B'chalayim. But there's another difference between them. And that is with respect to Kiddush Nechilul Hashem. Right? And that's the whole idea of Chilul Hashem is much more acute in Sanhedrin than it is in Tzachim. Right? There's greater Onos in Sanhedrin, and there's also greater Chilul Hashem. Right? It's better and it's worse, Sanhedrin. Because somebody is challenging you, and you're succumbing to his pressure. So the pressure is greater, because it's external. That's where the Chetur Onos may kick in. Right? But the litmus test of religious loyalty, right, is much more of an issue in Sanhedrin than it is in Tzachim too. So I thought, well, I don't know that the Ramban really believes this, but if you want to say, you can say in the direction of the Ramban. But the Ramban would say, I know the difference between Anos and Nanos. He might even go further and say, like Simcha just said, I understand, you're going to tell me that if the Hana is beneficial, right, to the Abaryan, so that's not going to be a Kula. Right? However, what I'm really trying to say is the Mechayev of the Gimel Averos is the Chumras Avera, not Kiddush Chilul Hashem. And one of the, and therefore Hanos Atzmo is not going to help you in the Gimel Averos. And one of the reasons I know that is because of the existence of the Sugin Tzachim. Because Sugin Tzachim has nothing to do with Kiddush Chilul Hashem. It's about Refuah. So you might be right that, strictly speaking, when it comes to the technical question of Hanos Atzmo, my proof isn't so great. But my proof is bigger than that. My proof is the very fact that the Gimel Aveir, the parallel part of the Gemara, right, in Pesachim and Sanhedrin, itself points to the Chumash Aveir, the common denominator of the two. Having said that, so let's take it a step further. What I tried to say last week, which was, in Halakha Zion, the Rambam all of a sudden says, what is the Makar for the Gimel Averos? Right, he says, Minayin Shafil of Makam Sakonis Nefashos, Sein Over Lachas Megimel Averos, and he starts quoting the Makoros from the Gemara. Now, those Makoros appear in two places. In Sanhedrin, and in Pesachim. Same Gemara. Why did the Rambam wait until Halakha Zion, when already from Halakha Aleph, or base, he already established the special stature of the Gimel Averos? He should have said right then and there, I don't know, the Gimel Averos are different than anywhere else. So this is my personal suggestion. What I'm saying is that what the Rambam was saying, listen, this parak is about Kiddush V'Chil Hashem. And Kiddush V'Chil Hashem is a sufficient, I'm going to say more in a minute, but for now, a sufficient basis for Yehari Bal Yavor, not only of Parhesia, but of the act of the Gibla Beiros. That's the basis. And for that reason, the initial statement of the Rambam, of Ovar V'lo Nerag Patur, before he gets into Onus, right, is based on the fact that it's Chil Hashem. And that's why the Rambam doesn't feel any pressure to say Uminayin, because it's okay. It's the extra scandal makes up for the lack of witnessing audience. It's Chil Hashem. The Mechayev is Chil Hashem. It's not about Azara per se, Gilirayas per se, Shvikas Davin per se. But once you establish that the Gimel Averos apply also in Pesachim, also in Choli, right, once that's true, that's a whole different ball game. Now we're talking about Chumras Avera. That's why not only is there something to talk about a capital crime, but there's no Patur Onus either. But then you have to explain Chumras Avera, where it comes from. Chumras Avera is so whatever that there's no Pikuach Nefesh. Minayin, how do you know that? That's what the Rambam has to bring the compass. I think one could take it a step further.
Once you establish that it comes here, why can't you carry it back to Aleph?
You can, but you just didn't need it there.
No,
the parak is about Kiddush Hashem.
Why doesn't you say in Aleph that it's not holy?
Because he didn't, I don't know, he didn't need it though.
It's really...
I think the way the Rambam diffused the parak is he gets that in through the Chil Hashem, through the holy part. But he doesn't, it's the in other words, the Chil Hashem is a sufficient Yahari Gla Yavar.
Right.
But once you extend it, then you have to get it back, so that's when you have to kick in the conversation.
Then would also be that
every other case has both. 100%. But there's nothing that he writes that. So he foreshadows that, right? That's why he says the Ptoranas. Exactly. That's why he foreshadows in Halacha Dalid, not only that Chil Hashem doesn't have the key of Misa, but, and the culture came, you don't get the Malkus and the Misa for the other thing, for the Chumras Avera, which has bothered me before. Yeah, exactly. Now, let me take it a step further. And that is as follows. Look for a minute at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. Actually, before we do that, you know what? First, let me look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, and then we'll do the Gemara in Bo Minei Meravami, line 32, if you have these. On page, set 13, page 1. But hold on to 12, because we're going to need it for our part of Zara in a minute. Bo Minei Meravami, the Noach Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem, we're in a Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. Mar wants to know, when it comes to a Ben Noach, who is Mitzvah of 7 Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, right? Is he obligated to give up his life? Right, for Kiddush Hashem or not? Is there a din of Yehari Bal Yavor for Ben Noach? So the Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Tashma Sheva Mitzvos Nistav Ben Noach." Yemisa Tmane Havyan. Right, there are 8. If there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to give up your life, then there are 8 mitzvos, not 7. Very fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabba Inu V'Chalav Israyu." This is where the phrase. It's always good to know where the phrases come from, because then you appreciate the significance of how they're extended. Right? Well, we talked about Abizrayu, maybe a lav, not just the Misa, and maybe Marasayan, maybe the Where'd that phrase come from? In the Gemara, in this context, it's about Benoach. What the Gemara says is that maybe who the Kol Abizrayu? What does that mean? Who the Kol Abizrayu?
Each Isser has
within it a latent Kiddush Hashem. Then the Gemara says, "My Hava La." Then the Gemara seems to reject the Omer Avada Barava, Omer Beirav. Right, the Davar Zeh Yislach Hashem Adecha Beboi Adoni Beis Rimon Lishachav Al Shama Vunishan Al Yodi Vishachav Beisi. Uksiv Yom Alech LeShalom Vim Isa Lo Leimalei. The Gemara says, "Hold it to the Hava Farhas." Okay, this is about 2 days. It tells us in the Ramban whether the Gemara is a Safek in the end, or Ben Noach doesn't have this obligation. I should just add, the Mishnah Melech had a fascinating discussion. Even if some of them would think, like the Ramban, possibly Tosfos, that if there were, based on the Gemara, that there would only be Farhesia, there wouldn't be Gimel Averus. Even though there is Avodah Zarah, there is Gilei Arayos, there is Shvichas Damim for Benach. Those are three of his mitzvos, right? No special Yichlas, only be Farhesia, if at all. The Mishnah of Malach is wondering, what about Rotzeach? Since it's a Svara, Svara should apply to Benach as well as to a Jew. That's an interesting side. Anyway, so this is a Gemara. What's fascinating about the Svara is two things. Number one, this whole idea of who the Cholab is right. The Gemara asks the question, is Benach Mitzuvah al Kiddush Hashem? And the Gemara didn't ask the question whether the Benach is obligated to be Moser Nefesh. But the word Kiddush Hashem here is used interchangeably with giving up one's life. Which is why the Havamina, the Gemara said, then there would be eight. Where do we find that Benach has an obligation of Kiddush Hashem? Right? Then the Gemara says, who the Cholab is right? What did the Gemara mean by that? Is that the Gemara's way of saying that the question was formulated improperly? What really, really meant to ask is not whether the Zin of Kiddush Hashem, but whether or not, since there are only seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, right, so maybe their seven are like our three. Right? That's not the simple reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is, the Gemara asks about Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara didn't backtrack about the Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara just thought, said, well, then it's a separate mitzvah. And then the Gemara said, no, not necessarily. Hu v'chalav Yisrael, meaning there's a built-in Kiddush Hashem in every mitzvah of a Ben Noach. What's so fascinating about that? What's so fascinating about that is it raises a very critical question. Till now, we've been treating Kiddush Mechil Hashem on the one hand, and the what we call the Chumras Avera, the Maisa Avera, in question, whatever it is. Whether it's the shoelaces or the Shabbos or the Gimel Averos, we've been treating them as two different ideas, and that's proper. That's what we should be treating them. But this Gemara, very subtly, right, seems to be throwing out the possibility that for Benoach, at least, there's a Kiddush Hashem, right, that triggers a Har Vayavar based on Chumras Avera. Or is a Kiddush Hashem connected with the Avera? Now, is that only, one second, now listen, we're not sure, is it only in Benoach? That's for a Jew who has a separate mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem l'chud, and the mitzvah itself is l'chud, for Benoach, who doesn't have Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so Kiddush Chil Hashem is not Bitzrayu of every one of his seven mitzvahs. It's very possible. In which case, l'maskana, it doesn't affect us. I don't know, I just don't know. But what I'm saying is the Shakra B'Tarya here is very suggestive of considering, at least for Benoach, and maybe by extension for Yisrael, the idea that Kiddush Hashem, right, isn't just a separate din, but Kiddush Hashem can be a perspective within, right, the obligation regarding a certain mitzvah, which brings us back to what we talked about previously, which is, when we say that aside from Gimel Averos, it's Yavar Val Yeharik. Because the Chayim Meloshi almost Bahem. As we talked about this a little bit last week also. So there are two ways to understand that. Right? One way is to say, listen, you know, mitzvahs are very important, Yisurim are very Chomor, you know, but Adkan, they only go a certain, they're only Chomor up to a certain point. You only pay a certain price for them. Right? And that price is, you don't give up your life. The Chayim Meloshi almost Bahem, that's more important, that's the limit on the Chomor Hadavar, with maybe the exception of Gimel Averus if it's really based on the Chumras Averus. Or no, that isn't the Pshat. Pshat is that there's an internal issue here. And that is the Chai Bohem, right? And the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, the Isser, has the capacity to be Mechayev Mi Misa, to give up my life, Mesiras Nefesh. The only thing is that, you know, either the factor of Chalel Hayom Kadesh Tishmar Lamachar, you know, patterned after Chalel Shabbos Achas Tishmar Kadesh Tishmar Chabasus Arbe, you know, that kicks in a kind of utilitarian, you know, internal yardstick for the mitzvah itself. You'll get more, you know, Shabbos you know, out of this Shabbos quandary, you know, if you take a long approach, that's one way. Or the point is that as long as we can perceive that the reason that you're succumbing, that you're giving in, is not because you're soft on Shabbos or you're soft on tzitzis, but that because you're machmir on pikuach nefesh, another internal halachic value, right? So then that's fine. But lo yitzriya, the question was b'shita, b'ikaron, right? Is there an idea, right, that this mitzvah is worth giving your life for? So what happens if it ever is? So that then opens up a whole different perspective of how to understand the relationship between Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem and the mitzvah. Instead of saying there are two different things, of course, in Minyan HaMitzvos, in Taryag Mitzvos, of a Yisrael, there's something separate called Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem, unlike a Benoach. But what I'm wondering is whether or not on some level it doesn't operate the same way and that there isn't an overlapping impact. In other words, when it's a matter of seen as a matter of principle, perceived by others as a matter of principle, they're not saying, oh, he's machmer and b'chaybahem. They're saying he's mekel on Chilul Shabbos, that Chilul Shabbos, the chumrah of Chilul Shabbos, or that potential at least, is triggered by Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. Now, interestingly, if you look at Tosfos, go to Set 13 for the moment. That's today, right? There's a little Tosfos here. Yeah, oh, this is my good thing. Okay. There's a little Tosfos here on page 2. Yeah. The bottom of page 2. Where Tosfos says, Ben Noach Mitzuva al Kiddush Hashem, right? Everybody have that? Im Toma. For Chaybahem the Yisrael says, "Tapil Yisrael yemachuyev l'mtsarat ma'apilu b'tzina ilo d'siv v'chaybahem." Ah, this is a little nugget. This tosis is three lines or something, right? You'll never find a more important tosis. Okay, what does tosis say? Tosis says the pasuk of Chaybahem is not said specifically by Benoach. So, if Yisrael, if it didn't say b'chaybahem for Yisrael, right, we'd have to give up a life for every single mitzvah. So Benoach doesn't have b'chaybahem. He doesn't have the hetter, the matir of b'chaybahem. Right? The default is he should give up his life. So what's supposed to say? B'chaybahem is a hetter. It's not an internal limit to the chumrah slavera. It's not a natural limit. Right? It's an artificial matir. If you don't have a makar, the natural state of events, the default position is, if the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a mitzvah, you have to do it even to the point of death. Right? Ah. Well, I mean, that's just what I want to get back to, and obviously, but something like that. What's the answer? The answer is a little tricky. The Shlomar to Dimel Aritzrich B'chai Bahem Elekeichet Elonel Shar Mitzvos Mirotzech V'Nar Marasa Tarfila B'tzina Yehoreg Vayav L'Kul Alma. Right? It's not clear, but I mean, it's the possibilities are clear. What it's supposed to say? The assumption of the question is a little off. Right? You think that default, with no information, you have to give up your life for any tzivui Hashem. Right? That's not true. It's only true for Yisrael that you need b'chai b'hem because of the Gimel Averos on the other side of the coin. The paradigm of the Gimel Averos might have swept all mitzvahs. It's not for b'chai b'hem. So again, one way to look at the answer to this is very technical. It's what Tosfos is saying, Lamaskana. B'chai b'hem is the matir. The Chaybahem tells you that the commitment to a mitzvah goes ad kan and not more. That's one way to read the Maskana. Or maybe the exact opposite, which is, really, the Havamin is correct, which is the paradigm of Gimel Averos, which is Yehoreg Vayavar, conceptually applies to all mitzvahs. The Chaybahem tells you that there's a heter, But if you want to know the capacity of a mitzvah to demand or to allow for mesiras nefesh, it's unrestricted. I would about Benoach. Maybe that's good for the difference between Yisrael and Benoach. But in Benoach, where there's no Gimel Averos and where there's no Paradise, and just we could add, this is a very important issue, right, hashkafically, philosophically, like how do you look at the 7 and the 613 and see we Hashem for Benoach and see we Hashem for Yisrael, in other words. For Benoach, B'chai Bohem is a limit, a natural limit. But for Yisrael, right, whose relationship is Be'ahaflis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avatah B'chol Nashecha U'v'chol Mi'odecha. So every mitzvah is the Gimel Averos. Now add to the horror that I made before, which is about a Zara, it doesn't say about a Zara. Right? It's B'chol Avatah B'chol Nashecha U'v'chol Mi'odecha. Right, so what, is it a Gili Milsa because of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad? Or is it just, well, we have evidence here, we have evidence there. So, you know, Kosnal Ashishi and Akriya Benayam is, you know, a Kofar Babarazar, Kimboda Bechola Tarakula, Kimboda Babarazar, Kikofar Bechola Tarakula, which is what the Ram says. Or do they really mean, like we said before, what I'm suggesting, which is, in principle, it's not just Babarazara. It's Bechola Babcha, Bechola Asher, Bechola Yodacha. The Chai Bahen usually kicks in, right, as a competing value, or something which takes the edge off. Well, it's not a lack of biatzos Hashem Elokecha b'chol b'atzos b'chol nashecha b'chol miodecha. It's part of that. It's a key of it because it's chayv b'hem v'loshe yamos b'hem. But then lo yitzuyar, it's not. You're testing what it could have been, should have been, might have been, is, right. So you're back to biatzos Hashem Elokecha b'chol b'atzos b'chol nashecha b'chol miodecha. Right, the Chai Bohem doesn't apply. It doesn't do the Chai Bohem, but now if this is true, so then what we've done, according to a certain perspective, is we've blurred the lines between what we call Korbanos Avera and the Gimel Averos and Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. Right, so we have the Hava Mina and Maskana. We're not sure in Ben Noach, and we have this Tosus, which is just an amazing three lines. For just an amazing three lines. Now look at about Azara. This is on 12. Gemara about Azara is Nundalad Abadala. This is page 4 in set 12. Not 2, but 12. Ezu Nevad. Right? Everybody have that? I don't know if I have my numbered one, but
yeah.
What is in the number?
47.
47. Okay, good. Ezu Nevad. So this is a Gemara that speaks about Avodah Zara. The Gemara says, what is a Nevad? Something which is the object of Avodah Zara, meaning it was worshipped as an Avodah Zara, cannot be brought as a carbon. Understandably, it has a stigma, right? And it's excluded from carbon. Ezu Nevad. Anything which is served as an idol, right? B'shogig or b'nezer. Ein ba'onus ben b'ratzon. The Gemara says, "Hai onus echadam." What do we mean that a nevad includes something where the avoda was even ba'onus? So originally, the Gemara thinks is about since the Gemara is talking about a whole different issue, whether os dadam is os or dabar sheina shalom. The Gemara says, "Lav kigon da'onas ve'imus chavero bishtacha v'lo," that you went to somebody else's animal and you treated it as an avodah zara. Can you be osa? Can adam be osa davar shein shalom? That's the Gemara's interested. The Gemara said, "No, amar rabba kama lo. The case is different. The case is kigon shansu of the kachavim bishtacha v'lo b'empty the day." It's his animal, so no problem of osa davar shein shalom. So he puts a gun to his head and says, "Worship your own animal." Right? Familiar, that's our case. Right? That's Avodah Zara. Bonus. So what does Rambam Bachama say? That's a Nevad. Correct? Mask if Lord Rab Zera. Why is that a Nevad? Onus Rachmana Patre. Tzib Ulanara Losasa Dabar. Ela Marava. Hakolai Bachalosav. Name. Kshpil Hakasuv. Velosh Yamus Yatsa Ones. Hoda Kasuv Rachmana Velos Chalu Shem Kachi. Afilu Bonus. Okay, son Abatina. Abatina. Ooh, this is very tricky, Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, what's a Nevad? Avoda Ba'onis. Right? Then Rab Zera says, what do you mean? What about Onis Rachmana Patre? Right? And then Rava says, oh, we're talking about the Parhestia. Several problems. If you look at Tosas, Tosas highlights some of them. Tosas Tema, by Kaparich. Nay, the Pata Mimisa B'diavad, Mikomakom Mechatzki Lechayv, Limsar Atzmol Amisa. Right? What do you mean, Onis Rachmana Patre? That may be true, like Tosas says in Sanhedrin, that if he doesn't live up to his challenge, we won't kill him. But he's obligated to lay down his life. Obviously, it's considered about his Zara, right? In Cain, Lama lo yiyasa mitam nevad. Sab farhesia, de besamach rabba karle nevad. Mitam dechayv linsa atzma, apagav, de bidiyabet patra de kolonis patra. Ema would go up say Rona Sakhmana Patra Mikol Vakol and the Zokhiu Viva Lachatchila Vapiva Chatchila in Nisatmo that he rejects. Skip down another six lines or so. The Nir Rabbeinu Yitzchak of Parish the Bein Abzeira V'Rava Lo Pligi Ba'ad L'Chatchila Chayv Limsa Atzma Rabzeira HaKaparach. They both agree there's a L'Chatchila obligation to give up your life Gihar Glayavar Hachi Parach Onus Achmana Patre V'Yadda the civil now is Hasadavar HaFagav V'Yesha Limsa Atzmo Ein Lassar V'Hishtach V'Oso. The debate is whether even though you have to give up your life, whether when you're over the Avodah Zarah in this way, you create a shame nebad, whether the chesta becomes a nebad or not. The Rava Masik, the whole of the Parhesia, Chayv Limsa Atzmo, Avodah Skochav and Karina Be, Apa Pikein, B'dieved, Patur. So, what's the argument? So the Ritva says explicitly, the argument, says the Ritva, is whether or not the Mechayiv of Kiddush Hashem, the Mechayiv of the Sirus Nefesh and Gimel Averos is Chobras Avera or Kiddush Hashem. That's how the Ritva interprets. Not clear as Tosfos holds that way, but that's the way the Ritva interprets. Look at the second paragraph of the Ritva. It says Chiddush HaRitva for the next piece. Everybody have that? Towards the bottom of the page? The second paragraph, the Savrav Zera. The Savrav Zera, Kivin Shep Turim B'dieved. Fascinating, right? Why, let's say, Avar V'lo Nerag, he doesn't get killed. On the Sakhmana Patre. Lo Chashivi Ovda Avodah Zarah, Beinim Bechal Lo Sa'avdeim, Elishim Mitzuvim Liharig Mishim Kiddush Hashem, Vekim Shilo Nikra Ovid Avodah Zarah, Afra Behema Sh'avdo, Ina Nikra Nevad, Behind the Palik Olea Rava, the Vade Avodah Zarah Hu, Pakol Hay Bechal Lo Sa'avdeim, Begam HaBehema Nikra Nevad, the Ritva, earlier the Ramban, maybe this is what Tosfos had in mind, we're just not 100% sure because they're not as explicit. They say that the issue that we've been talking about, that we've been saying is the Machlokas HaRishonim, is the Machlokas between Rab Zera and Rava and the Shakta V'Tarya and Avodah Zarah. Rab Zera says, listen, the fact that B'dieved, your Patur, means that there's a Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh. So why are you obligated to give up your life? Not because of the Avodah Zarah, because of Kiddush Hashem. So if you violate Kiddush Hashem, the object becomes a Nevad. Right? And Rava says, no, the reason you're obligated to give up your life is because of Avodah Zarah. Just because Avar V'lo Nerag is Patur doesn't mean it's not Avodah Zarah, it just means that there's a Patur on us. But since the Mechayid is the Chumra, it's Vadeira, it's considered a Maisa Avodah Zarah, therefore it has a shame Nevad. So this is fascinating itself. That's good for the argument. How does the Rambam Paskin, by the way, in this issue? Look at page number 13 for a moment. Sorry, going back and forth. Hilchos Isurim Izbeach, the last piece. Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. How would you expect the Rambam Paskin? Certainly, if you accept this analysis, how should the Rambam Paskin? If everything is based on Kiddush Mechil Hashem. It should be not be a Nevad, right? The Ram Paskin is a Nevad, Bein Sha'avad Shalom, Bein Shel Chaveiro, Bein Be'ones, Bein Be'ratzon, Bein Be'zadon, Bein Be'shkaga, Bein Litzne Akdash, Bein Achra Akdash, Hareza Asur, it's a Nevad. So, I think the Grizz, the earlier Farshim said this as well, say, oh, any time there's another issue. Nevad depends on the chiyuv to give up your life, or it depends on b'di'eved whether you chayv misa for it. In other words, they're trying to investigate ways in both directions, in both extremes, right, to disentangle nevad from the ma'isa avodah zarah. Maybe it isn't a ma'isa avodah zarah, but if it's a chatzah of avodah zarah for which you're supposed to give up your life rather than succumb, right, that's still called a nevad. Or the other direction, which is easier to say, right, which is that it's a ma'isa avodah zarah legamri, but if you're not chayv misa for it, it's not a nevad. But the ritz is very appealing, right? Whether it's a nevad or not, lechora, should depend whether or not it's a ma'isa avodah zarah or not. I think it's also possible that there's a difference in onus or kvanapatre between the ma'isa gavra and mitzad achepta. But that's not for now. That might also help break the deadlock a little bit, I think, in a more intuitively acceptable way. But that's leave that for another time. The point is that if we were to interpret like the ritz and the ramban, etc., the Rambam is talking about Chumra Saveira here when he's a Kiddush Hashem man, but not according to what we just pointed out in our interpretation of Perikei Ochot Sodei Torah. But let's take it one step further. My time's almost up. Let me just highlight it in this way. If you look at the Ritva, the first Ritva, Mas, we're back on set 12, page 5, this Ritva, but the second last piece. Mas, the Torah, Zeira, Onus Achmana Patra, Milanar, Lus Hasadav. You get a Kasha. So, Kaimalon, I feel Rabbi Shmuel the Parhesim Yer Yaharig. The Chin B'Shas of Shmad the Devar Yapol. The Ritva seems to be saying that even in Parhesim and even Shas of Shmad would create a Nevad, right? Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel says that there's no Chin of Yaharig La'Yavar. Betzina, only Befarhesia. And if you look at the Tosus Rid in today's page 13, so one more minute. Page 3. Tosus Rid on top. Lokasha, ha Betzina, ha Befarhesia. Rabba Sviulek, Rabbi Shmuel, Damalel, the Perkin Mahmidim, the Gamba Barazar, the Avar Valyahareg, what Tosus tries to deny and avoid. The din of Barazara, the Shar Mitzvah Shabe, who the Farhesia, feel of the Shar Mitzvah Sami, how are you hard by Yavar? To the meaning of Parakman Sarah Mora. If that's the case, Rava holds like Rabbi Shmuel, Rava is the one who says that what? That it's a Nevad. So, even though Betzina, you would say, Yavar by Yahareg, the Farhesia, and that's a simple chat of the Gemara, the truth is. Tosus, the next Tosus, which I'm going to leave, I'll speak about it for 5 minutes next week, but the Tosus quotes a smad, which is very fascinating, but basically, Tosus tries to deny all of this. Tosus says, no, it's the regular Yahareg Vayavar. He's just saying, no, he's trying to be more inclusive. But the simple reading of this Gemara, maybe, according to these Rishonim, it's even more pointed, is that Nevad is created, even according to the Mandamar, who says that the Tzina is Yavar the Al Yaharik. Doesn't make any sense. Nevad has to do with the Chumra Saveira Avodah Zarah. Didn't we just say that according to the Manda Amar, Yavar Val Yaharik, but the Farhesia, the Chiv is based on what? Kiddush Mechil Hashem. What does Kiddush Mechil Hashem have to do with the Nevad? That's exactly what the Ritva was saying for Abzeira. So the Ritva said, oh, but Rava disagrees with the Abzeira. But the Ritz himself points out in the beginning part of the Sugya for Rabbi Yishmael and the Tosas Rid that Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem is triggering Hashem Nevad. How could that be? But in light of what we said about the Havamina, about Ben Noach and Tosas' discussion about Ben Noach, right, and the Yahafas Hashem Lekecho B'chol Avatko B'chol Nachem B'chol Yodecha, what I'm trying to suggest is that according to a small but yet still an important group of Mefarshim, according to some, it emerges that whenever there's Kiddush Mechilul Hashem which demands you to give up your life for an Aveira, it isn't just Kiddush Mechilul Hashem that triggers the Chomer of the Aveira itself. It says, you know what, latently in potential this Aveira or this Mitzvah has the capacity to demand Mesiras Nefesh. It's just that normally we look at it as an internal question of Zechai Bahem, Kedushas HaKayim wins out, or Kedei Elishmar in the future wins out. But when the Chil Hashem says that it's really a test in the axiological value of the Isser or the Mitzvah, then the full Chomer Davar asserts itself, and then the Shem Neva applies as well.